K-State Nation, what's up? Eddie Greer, another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports here recording on this Monday morning. Yes, a new week here in Kansas City, December 16th, 2024, Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports football going to the Rate Bowl coming. That matchup's coming next week, actually, here between that and women's golf. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen here on this Monday morning. This will come out this morning at some point, so we'll have that for you here on the podcast feed, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Yes, there's quite a few out there with experts closer to the team. Great content. You can throw this podcast in it as well. Thank you so much for listening throughout the year of 2024. Myself, Alex Aiden over the Podbean app, Greer 3A's podcast on that channel with bonus content. We'll hop on there this week as well. Not tonight, though, because my NFL team is playing, and the way the Bucks are playing, yeah, we ain't going to make playoffs. But anyways, back to K-State Women's Basketball. They're playing very well right now, and as it has been, really, throughout the year, and they've had to overcome a terrible, awful shooting performance in the first half, but a whole different team in the second half as K-State Women's Basketball, 13th ranked in the country, blasted Middle Tennessee in St. Joe's 74-48 after trailing by one going to halftime. This team, I had to listen to this game on the radio, and it had college football. I think it had Tennessee and Illinois on the big screen, and listening to K-State Women's Basketball on the phone there as well. And I'm like, I almost went ahead and decided to go to the game, but other things had played a factor into it, as you probably know. For over the weekend. But anyways, yeah, K-State Women's Basketball, they went off to probably the worst start of the season so far to this point. Some 17% shooting from the field. That will not win you basketball games there. But K-State was bad in the first half. The worst played half to this point of the season for this team, which has blown people out. And even in this game, they blew Middle Tennessee, took them to the back to the woodshed. They're just a different team there in the second half of this game. That second half team is more like what we've seen for most of 2024. And hopefully in the 2025 for Jeff Mitty and his basketball team. Jalen Glenn went off in this basketball game. It was beyond the yard. I'll get behind the numbers in a minute. But Ayoka Lee, she also started off slow in the middle of that. Ended up with 15 points in the game. She joined. I'm gonna go ahead and pull up this box score on the tab here. Yeah, K-State, yeah, trailed by one. It was actually the first time they trailed probably since Duke that they did that. And then they come out and have a huge third quarter, 27-12, and then 22-10. Just a dominating second half on defensive end. They were really solid defensively. It was the offense getting off to a bad start in this one. But Jalen Glenn, as mentioned here, I got Gregory on the Middle Tennessee side of stuff. We'll come back to her. She was good in the first half for Middle Tennessee. And the reason why, they had a lead going in there. Lee played 21 minutes in this ball game, 16 points. Tamir Poindexter showed up big. She and Jalen Glenn, 15 points on the night for K-State there. Let me see. Jalen Glenn, right? I'm going to the three-point line for a sec. Jalen Glenn, 5 3-pointers from downtown, 5 of 9 from beyond the arc. And Tamir Poindexter, quick shooter, 30% from downtown, 3 of 10 there as well. Terrence Sides, lit it up from downtown again, 2 of 3 as well from the field in this basketball game. Zianna Walker, only 7 points in this one. Serena Sundale, only 5 points in this game, 0-2, but 1 of 8 from the field. Zianna Walker, 1 of 4, and you still win the basketball game. So this is what I'm talking about, depth. Right, this is what I'm talking about. Too deep. K-State can beat you. This team can beat you anywhere. Good teams overcome slow starts, and we saw it. they couldn't do it against Duke, right? They jumped. Well, the difference was they jumped on Duke. And later on, Duke had that run in case they could not respond. This was a defensive slugfest. And yeah, K-State, I was a little worried after the first half. I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm not going to put any stress on it yet. We're going to see how they come out in the third quarter. And you know the third quarter is huge in the basketball, in the women's basketball. And sure enough, Jeff Mitty and his offense comes and woke up in time to put it on Middle Tennessee in the Bill Steiner Classic up there in St. Joe, the 74-48 dismantling of Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Eddie Greer, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. He lost them all pin 7 minutes. I'm looking at the rest of the order here. Kenny Taylor played 14 minutes. Imani Lester, I didn't hear her name on the radio broadcast. She and Taylor and Maupin combined 8 points off the bench there. That's what I think I got everybody. Let's say, yeah, Serena Sundell, Zayana Walker. When you get have that in the backcourt, hold up. Backcourt, let's see, that's 2 of 12 combined, and you still win the basketball game. So, again, I said it last year, and I've said it at points this year. Anybody can hurt you on this case that wins basketball, on this Lady Cats team, right? Today, it was a combination. Jalen Glenn, Poindexter, and Lee. We know Lee's going to come with it every night. This is take her out of, again, hopefully not. But again, you want to keep her 100% fresh for the conference, right? Because, again, whether it's women's basketball or men's basketball, it is a tough gauntlet to go through. So it's in. Oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, we were preseason number one to finish. Preseason number one in this conference. So for the first time in, I think school history? Yeah, so yeah, you want to keep your best player professional, but take care of the equation. Terrence Sides can light you up. Serena Sundell, Zayana Walker, any one of these ladies can go off. And it was a combination of Lee, Jalen Glenn, and Tamara Poindexter to lead a charge for the Lady Cats in St. Joe's at Civic Arena on Saturday night to get the 11th win for K-State here in 2024-25 campaign. Yeah, that first quarter. Yeah, that first quarter, Brian Smoller mentioned it on the broadcast, 3 of 15. Ooh, man. And it was even worse in the second quarter, 2 of 13. And then just in time, right? You go 8-11 and 8-15 in the third or fourth quarters there, and you shoot it better there as well. Second chance points, 22 for Kansas State, 14 points in the paint, 5 fast break points. You get 10 points off turnovers. The lead change 8 times, and that, all of it, was in the first, well, actually, most of it was in the first half there, and then once K-State took the lead, it was all she wrote, folks, in the bench points, yet again. Ooh, that did not sound good. 16 off the bench as well. We're going to take a timeout for a second here. Postcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Apologize about that, Eddie Greer. Kansas State women's basketball, 13th ranked in the country. We'll get the new rankings. Hopefully, they might still be the same. Well, they've been at all year. It's been like that. K-State ladies, 74, Middle Tennessee, 48 in the Bill Steiner Classic of 2024. Eddie Greer III for a couple more minutes of this postcast edition there as well. K-State, oh, by the way, second straight year. They did this last year. 11-1 for the second straight year after 12 games there in this basketball game there as well. So K-State yet again getting it done. Ayoka Lee, 113th game with 10 or more points. Gets after the Middle Tennessee game there as well. And the next time, do I have Jeff Mitty? Nope, I do not actually. So don't have anything on Jeff Mitty after this basketball game. But K-State, your ladies coming back to Manhattan. And I believe that looks like, nope, that's this Wednesday. Wednesday, they're going to be playing New Mexico State at 6:30. Back at the Bram. So K-State ladies coming back to Manhattan. So your Wildcats 11-1 and welcome New Mexico State in the Octagon of Doom on Wednesday night. So that's the next time they're going to be playing. So that's this week coming up. So Wednesday night, women's basketball will be in action. Of course, tomorrow night, got the men's taking on Drake in a big game for Jerome Tang's crew as they look to get back into the win column against Drake in the Wildcat Classic here in Kansas City. So we'll see. Very, very intrigued to see what happens on the men's side. But the K-State women's basketball team, led by Tamara Poindexter and Jalen Glenn, take care of business in the second half and run away Middle Tennessee State 74-48. Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, and get it wherever podcasts found, free and available daily. Or when I have a chance to record Kansas State content again, big ups to Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Going to hop on here, up on that Podbean app this week and record and talk women's sports this week. So I wanted to do that the week before. Didn't get around to it, but we are going to jump into that for sure. And maybe talk about the Rape Bowl a little bit on there. We'll see what happens. But definitely next time we're on there, women's sports, we'll talk about the volleyball team and the 11-1 Lady Wildcats start on the women's basketball front. That's going to wrap things up on this postcast edition. Bill Snyder Classic Recap, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State awakes in the second half and defeats Middle Tennessee 74-48. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. The Pearl Project Podcast continues. Cats.